U.S. Representative Mark Pocan represents the 2nd Congressional District, and he's also co-chair of the Progressive Caucus in the U.S. Congress. A dedicated fighter and advocate for progressive change at all levels of government, let's give a warm welcome to U.S. Representative Mark Pocan.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the 2020 virtual Fighting Bob Fest. It's a different year for everyone, and a lot of virtual events we're all experiencing, but so glad you could be here today. I am especially glad to be here as a big Fighting Bob La Follette buff. I'm going to show you, this is my Fighting Bob La Follette button collection over the years, from governor's races and presidential races in 1924 when he ran. And I am a big, big fan of the progressive tradition of Fighting Bob La Follette and all that he did for Wisconsin that we led on for the entire nation. The La Follette Weekly was the magazine that he and Bell started. It is now the Progressive Magazine, and we're so fortunate to have the Progressive Magazine still going strong right here out of Madison, Wisconsin, and very proud to be able to work with everyone putting on this today. These are certainly tough times for everyone. Watching what this president has done to the country has been devastating. I truly believe, and I know you hear it so often from elected officials, that this is the most important election of our lifetime. This is absolutely, without question, the most important election of our lifetime. It is so difficult to have a president who creates chaos and disorder at every turn. The fact that the COVID crisis has been handled so incredibly poorly, and just this week to find out that the president knew about this all along. He said it out loud to people, but has been lying to the American people about the severity of the problem and why he doesn't have a national plan, and why still to this day in Wisconsin, we are short of PPE and reagents to do tests, which is why our testing numbers have gone back down in Wisconsin back to May levels, because Donald Trump has never gotten this right. Out of the chaos that he's caused with COVID, he's also created for small businesses. We've lost 100,000 small businesses just since the COVID crisis began, and more are closing every day. Many are hurting incredibly from a loss of business, loss of demand, and because of that, many people are out of work through no fault of their own either. And right now, we don't have the support that they need to make sure that they don't get evicted, that they don't lose their mortgage, that they can support their families. This president has created chaos in so many other areas as well, whether it be the Postal Service and trying to create chaos over the election and ballots. But in reality, that makes that seniors and veterans don't get their medicine. Small businesses don't get packages and can't ship packages. People don't get paychecks and other important mail, all because of Donald Trump. We have racial tensions in this country that are directly related to the racism and xenophobia that Donald Trump fans the flames of every single day he's in office. He seems to thrive off of this chaos. I was down in Kenosha last week, the same day that Donald Trump was there. His message was completely wrong. The message we need is of unity and reconciliation. We need to admit that not everyone in this country has the equal opportunity to the greatness this country offers because of the color of their skin. And we have to do something about that. So policing is one important reform, but there's much, much more we need to do as well. So if you care about any of these issues or other issues, you need to make sure that we get out and vote on November 3rd. In fact, you should request your absentee ballot if you haven't already. And when you get it, fill it out right away and send it in. Because you know what? The candidates aren't going to change between the time you get your ballot and the election. You need to take that, fill it out, and send it in. You'll have 5.5 weeks for it to arrive via mail. If you don't trust the post office under Donald Trump because of the changes he's done, then drop it off at your city, village, or town hall. It's the same thing as voting. And some communities will have boxes you can vote in. Again, same thing as going election day. Don't wait until the weekend before. Just get it done. And then on November 3rd, we'll count the ballots, and I think we'll have a really great result that can restore some progressive values to this country that we desperately need. I'm so glad to be with you all today. I know you're working incredibly hard for whoever you're working for on the elections, but It's literally a weeks away. We can do this. We can make this be a country that affords opportunity to everyone. We can have a country that offers healthcare to every single person. We need to work towards a country that doesn't put as much emphasis on defense spending and war. We can have a country that addresses climate change with ideas like the Green New Deal. But the only way we do these are with good electoral results on November 3rd. Thanks so much for being a part of this, and I look forward to very soon, hopefully, working with you side to side without masks in an environment where we can really have substantial change for our country. Thank you.